In the first reading today, Moses is teaching the people about the various laws that God has given. And he says to the people, "Observe them carefully, for thus you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations." So we think about that. We say, that was with the Ten Commandments. What we have is far, far greater. If following the Ten Commandments would show to the world the intelligence and wisdom of the people, we have something far, far greater. What is that going to show? It's going to demonstrate not just the wisdom and intelligence that we have, the truth, but it's going to demonstrate the charity that is what we are created for. And Moses, in speaking to the people, said to them, "What great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us?" God dwells within you. He's not just here around you. He is within you. You are his own son or daughter. You're not just part of the people of God as the Israelites were. You are a son or a daughter of God. So the profound nature of what God has done for us and things that we just take for granted because they've always been there. But we can't take them for granted. Again, we just think on the practical level, as I oftentimes would say, well, whatever, you can look at the mayor of the town or the governor of the city or the president, whoever, and say, these are my people. But try and get an appointment. Try and just walk into the governor's office. It isn't going to work. But if you're the governor's child, you can go in any time. You are a child of God. You don't need an appointment. You don't need to go through Secret Service to be able to get near him, because you have absolute open access. 24 hours a day, anytime, you can come to the Lord. There's nothing on his part that's standing in the way. And so Moses was telling the people, look what God has done. He's given us these commandments. There isn't any place in the world that has a God so close to it as our God is to us. And now he is profoundly closer to you. Do we see the privilege? Our Lord told us in the gospel reading about the law. And he tells us that not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter is going to pass away until it all comes to pass. Now you look at the Jewish people and what happened to them and how far they went astray and some of the horrible things they did. Prophet Baruch says what they did, which I can't even really repeat from this perspective, was so horrible. He said even the pagans wouldn't do anything like this. And now we look at it and say, we, as Catholics, have been given the fullness of the truth. We have the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We have God dwelling within us. And the Pew Research Company just came out yesterday or the day before with another poll that said among Catholics who claim to go to Mass, at least regularly, as they said, so meaning maybe once or twice a month, 70% think that people of the same sex should get married. And 60%, it was actually 59, think that abortion should be just fine in almost any circumstances. These are people who call themselves practicing Catholics. The law of God means nothing. Charity means nothing. Truth means nothing. What have we done? We have been given absolutely everything on a silver platter, and we decided to throw it on the floor. We're just like those people in the desert that said, "We are disgusted with this wretched food." Really? Look what God is giving you out of His pure charity. And we said, "No, we don't want it. We have a better way. We don't want you. We don't want your laws. We don't want your truth. We don't even want your charity. I just want you to be like Satan, that if I snap my finger and say jump, that you're going to jump because I said jump." Oh yeah, Satan will do that for you. Of course, it's going to cost you in the end, but he'll give you whatever you want, because he's so nice, because he's your friend. What a bunch of hogwash. But until we recognize the gift that we have been given, what hope is there? This is why Moses was saying, take care and be earnestly on guard not to forget these things. He said, teach them to your children, your children's children, but what do? We're thinking, oh, that couldn't have happened. Right, the sea opened up and the people walked right through the middle. Now, give me a break, that can't happen. People were in the desert for 40 years and God fed them with manna. Come on. I mean, really, if we put it into modern situation, that would require a train that was a mile long, three times a day, to be able to feed those people. Really? No. God can't do that. Right. And I guess then a virgin didn't give birth either, did she? And God really didn't become man in Jesus, because that can't happen either. You remember there's somebody else who said no to that. And he and a third of the angels that fell with him wound up in a place where you and I don't want to be. So we have made quite an art out of denying or at least subverting the truth. We have made an even bigger art out of false charity. God wants truth and He wants real charity. It's time that we reject all this garbage and that we accept the truth and that we live it. This is going to be our salvation. Our Lord told us once again, He didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And nothing of the law is going to change because the law is truth. God does not change. God cannot change because God is perfect, absolutely perfect. But we keep thinking that we're going to change God's mind, or even more asinine. We're in the 21st century. God is living somewhere else. He doesn't understand us. We've got a better mousetrap. We've invented all these things to make our lives so much better. We're so wonderful and great. We don't need Him anymore. We can do this all by ourselves. Yeah, we can go to hell all by ourselves. That we can do. If we don't want to go there, we can't do it by ourselves. So we need to get serious about this. Because for all too long, Catholics have just been kind of nonchalant about the truth. Even saying things like, well, I'm Catholic, but, meaning, but I don't believe this. Or, well, yeah, but I know what the church teaches, but you don't really actually have to believe that in order to be Catholic. Yeah. So what do you need to believe? Where's the line drawn? If you don't have to believe one thing, why do you have to believe another? If we can pick and choose, why are we even here? So let's choose the Lord. Let's choose His truth. Let's choose His charity. That's what we're created for. That's what's going to set us free. That's what's going to bring us to heaven. We need to reject the lies. Need to reject all this fake garbage. If you listen to any of this trash that they're pushing at you, it's all emotion. That's all they do is emote at you. There's no truth. There's no logic. It's just emotion. And people fall in, oh yeah, I wouldn't want that. Yeah, give me a break. God gave you a brain. Use it. That's what we have to be looking at for ourselves. We're supposed to show to the world what a wise and intelligent people we are, not what a bunch of emoting characters we are. No one's going to be saved by their emotions. So we need to really look seriously at this. Reject this garbage. Choose and live the truth in charity. Don't want to beat the truth over people's head. That's not going to get them anywhere. But we have the truth. And if we wind up rejecting it, we're going to become just like the Jewish people were. We will be doing things that are so abominable that they cannot even be spoken. Because if you've got the truth and you go the other way, you're not going to be mediocre. You're going to go the opposite. That's why that happened to the Jewish people. That's what's going to happen to us if we don't choose to live the truth. The Lord Jesus is the truth. And He is charity. Choose Him. Choose Him with your whole heart. Love Him and live according to His word. You will be then on the path to heaven, on the straight path of truth. And that is what will set you free.